You know, the remote start thing is awesome on a car.
Yes.
Especially this time of year.
Yes.
I mean, today wasn't that bad, but once it starts to get real cold, oh, to have it nice and toasty and warm by the time you get in there. The only problem is if you get like an aftermarket remote start and there's like a manual transmission and you don't hit the brake hard enough and all that. It may start driving once you start it and rolling
away.
And if you're parked near a pond, you may be fishing your car out.
That happened
in New Hudson, Michigan,
where it probably is cold.
Oh, yeah. Driver hits the remote start. You're going to go, and then he, And he looks over, and the car's going, splish, splash. Yeah. Yep.
God, I mean, and that's like driver error.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It could have been an issue with the installation.
Right.
I don't know. They say, I guess normally they, of course, this ends up on the news because they're like, could this happen to you?
Right,
you know, it's
right,
like, I don't know if you've noticed that, but it's November, and November's like a ratings section for TV. So this is why they do all the promotable things. They call them promotables, you know, so they'll do the, you know, vaping. Is your dog doing it at 11? You know?
Right.
you know. So it says they reached out to service managers at multiple dealerships. They say auto manufacturers do not allow the installation of remote starters on manual vehicles.
Oh.
Because if you accidentally park your car in gear, it can happen. I guess it'll let it just roll forward. I guess if the brake isn't engaged enough or what, you know. So that's why they don't. I get or you sign a waiver. Say if my car rolls into the pond, it's not your fault.
Oh God! Right.
Yeah.
Well, think of it this way: this will never happen to you. Because
wow, way to turn this into a dig on me. That was a backwards dig.
Well, no, I was saying you're protected.
By what? My inability to drive stick?
Yes.
I mean, I guess that's one way to look at it. But
right, see.
Wow. Well, don't worry. This will never happen to you. Maybe you can drive a car like a real man.
Ride that. Learn to ride that clutch, baby.
Yeah. Well, I would also think that if they made me sign a waiver for anything, I'd be like, bad idea.
You know, I had bleach blonde hair when I was 19, and I wanted a perm, and they said, your hair will fall out. It's crispy. You can't do it. And I referenced an actress that nobody will know, but she had it done. And I was like, I want it done. And they said, sign here. And I signed.
And you lost your hair.
And I lost my hair.
Oh, boy.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's depressing.
But at least I could drive stick.
Yeah, I drove my stick shift there to the appointment.
Good for you. I can drive stick. I'm bald as the day I was born.
They were right.
I look like